Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
När laget vinner ökar barnafödseln, åtminstone 9 månader senare ungefär. När laget förlorar, då ökar tyvärr misshandeln ganska omedelbart. I nordöstra England är fotbollsintresset på absolut topp. Tyvärr för stora delar av regionen är fotbollsprestationerna ganska mycket i botten. Sunderland är på väg att rasa ur Premier League efter 10 år i högsta ligan. Middlesbrough, också under strecket, ser ut att få en strösäsong efter 7 år utanför den högsta divisionen. Undantaget i en på många sätt utsatt region heter Newcastle. Det här är ett program som behandlar regionen där fotbollen betyder ibland ohälsosamt mycket. Avsnittet Motpolerna i norr är ni välkomna till nu.
Programmet presenteras av Betsafe.
Teesside och Tyneside, det är där vi rör oss i det här avsnittet. Följ med nu till det som ofta är den statistiska botten av livet i England. Så är det faktiskt. Och även till jumboplatserna i Premier League när det gäller fotbollen. Men också till det nytända hoppet i norr och toppen av The Championship. Newcastle, Middlesbrough och Sunderland. Följ med till 3 städer med hysteriskt stort fotbollsintresse där resultaten och vardagslivet går hand i hand. Vi börjar den här nordliga resan sist i kön hos Sunderland där David Moyes, som 6:e manager på 4 år, är på väg att rasa ur Premier League. Sebastian Larsson kan komma att avsluta sin Englands karriär som jumbo. Efter 10 raka säsonger runt 15, 16, 17 plats ser läget nu hopplöst ut för klubben. Även om fansen, som vanligt, tror på och brukar få en sista minuten räddning. Så låter det varje år. So what do you think about this season? Will you make it this year as well?
Definitely, yeah. I just think we will. We've got everything we need, so...
What do you think of this this part of the season?
We'll see what happens, take every game as it comes, but... just looking positive, really. Like, can't do much more than that, can you, really?
No, it's not looking great, that run.
5 mil söderut på kartan, vi tar oss dit. Snäppet längre norrut i tabellen, lite bättre alltså, ligger Middlesbrough ändå under strecket. Där, i Middlesbrough, njuter de av grannstadens olycka. Rivaliteten är förvisso störst mellan Sunderland och Newcastle, men den är tydlig också kring Riverside Stadium.
It's a very big rivalry, really is. Passionate fans. I say football is big in the northeast, and obviously the rivalry is just as big, really is. The first fixtures you're looking at is your derbies, your Newcastles, your Sunderlands. That's what you look at first.
Middlesbrough's place has always been sort of the power relation, if you like. We sort of always looked as the runt of the litter. Newcastle, like for argument's sake, 60,000 fans can fit in St James's. 50,000 fit in Sunderland, and we get our maximum's 34,000, and most of the time we struggle to fill that because of A, prices, and B, unemployment rates. So I think Middlesbrough sort of like the runt of the litter, if you can understand what I mean. Yeah, yeah. But we try to We're like the little boy trying to keep up with the big lads in a running race, if you like.
The rivalry between Sunderland and Newcastle is very famous. It's very aggressive. Sunderland and Newcastle just look down on us a little bit and say, we don't matter so much. So the rivalry between us and Sunderland, there is some rivalry, but it's not as much as against Newcastle. I expect, unfortunately, Sunderland will go down as well. I think we may get relegated this season. It's somebody to hold our hand on the way down, yeah? And it's a derby next season.
Olyckan hos de andra, ja, det är väl ungefär det som finns att glädja sig åt i Middlesbrough den här säsongen, när det gäller fotbollen alltså. Inför veckoomgången har Borough 12 raka matcher utan vinst i ligan. Laget har bara gjort 3 mål 2017 och managern Aitor Karanka, som ledde ett spelande lag till högsta divisionen, har sparkats. Middlesbrough har sin egen fotbollskris, så är det bara. Som om det inte räckte med de vanliga vardagsbördorna. Staden är konstant utskälld och i botten av alla tänkbara mätningar och social statistik. Hög arbetslöshet i en omodern industristad. Översnittet när det gäller droger, rökning, alkoholkonsumtion och våld. Och siffrorna är faktiskt ofta kopplade direkt till fotbollsresultaten.
If the teams win, the whole, everybody sort of seems to be a lot happier. Work output seems to increase. People do seem to be, you know, a smile on the face. And I think the North East football is very, very important to a lot of people. If your team gets beat, I mean, you take last season when Newcastle got relegated, there was just an air of despondency, like, in the town and that. And now they're winning again. You can feel, especially on the night time, you know, like, it's vibrant and it's a lot better. You know?
There's not much money up here, so consequently what money they spend goes into the game, so they want success. And as you can see, where the success, last year we had the large crowds of fans going around with us. This year the Geordies have got it, and good luck, and I hope they come up.
It's an industrial town, and we've been blighted over the years by loss of the steelworks, loss of the chemical works, but the council has started to build the infrastructure up, and couple of hotels are coming, and the area is starting to get a lot better. And as long as the government still keeps investing money in the area and attracting jobs, I think we'll get through.
Gråa, trista Middlesbrough, ja, så heter det i beskrivningen. Om vi ska vara riktigt ärliga, det krävs inte jättemycket för att åtminstone försöka ställa till ett party i den här staden.
Very important. I think people are very passionate about football in this region. It's really important for them. You know, it shows how proud they are about their particular region, and Middlesbrough. It's a long tradition. The club's got more than 100 years of history, of course. So they've been at the new ground here for more than 10 years now. But people have always been passionate about football in the northeast of England.
Mot nästa mål nu, den tredje stora fotbollsstaden i norr. Vid floden Tyne ligger en riktig pärla, Newcastle. Man kan säga att det är en stor stad i en liten kostym. Koncentrerad stadskärna, mäktiga broar, läckra kajkvarter, full fart i pub- och restauranglivet. Och ett fotbollslag som spelar mitt i stan på väldiga St. James's Park. Och i toppen av The Championship. Det mesta i och kring Newcastle låter bra just nu. Det mesta är. Det är bara en kort promenad från City upp till St. James's Park, där Newcastle United har fullt hus i stort sett jämt. Drygt 50 000 åskådare i snitt den här säsongen, trots spel i andra divisionen. Det är det där med intresset i norr. Men här är det mer ordnat och välmående i stan jämfört med livet i grannstäderna. Inte bara för att laget är på väg tillbaka upp.
It's massive in here. It's like a religion.
The church is over there.
We are not religious.
We are totally atheists, but that is our church.
As a city, you can't compare. And it's the best city in the northeast by a mile.
Football mad. Well, you can see by the crowds that get here. We get 50,000 every home game, at least.
You know, you could go down south and have got their own sports, you know, other sports on the side. Here, it's all football, isn't it, mainly? I mean, if you look, you just look at the big clubs where you know, we got rugby where we have a few decent clubs, and I'm sure I'm not an expert on many other sports, like, but football is the one. You can't go down the street without seeing a Newcastle shirt.
I'd probably compare our fans probably to like the world's best fans, like Dortmund and Liverpool, their kind of fans. I think it ranks up probably the same high. How important football is in the North East, I'd definitely say it is like religion. Like, if you're born in Newcastle, there is no other team you can support. It is Newcastle. If you're born in Sunderland, obviously it's Sunderland. The obsession can become unhealthy.
Some fans take it a bit too
far. Yeah, some fans definitely take it a bit too far, but, you know, it's just loyalty to the club. That's what it is. It's just loyalty to the club.
Under mitten och slutet av 90-talet så hade jag klippkort till Newcastle som kommentator. Det var fullfartslaget under Kevin Keegans ledning med Alan Shearer på topp. Där fanns David Ginola, Faustino Asprilla. Ja, det var många som drog i det där laget som ju faktiskt var nära att vinna Premier League sen i slutet av 90-talet. Och det här är ett litet tips om du ska boka en fotbollsresa framöver. Varför inte Newcastle? En stad som är full av atmosfär. Både där i City och uppe på St. James's Park. En upplevelse, garanterat. Och det där med Premier League, ja, det lär ju bli verklighet där igen.
Programmet presenteras av Betsafe.
Det här är ännu ett småprogram från Storbritannien. Den här veckan, det här avsnittet, on tour bland motpolerna i norr. Det är bara 2 mil mellan de allra värsta fienderna, både som städer och fotbollslag, mellan Newcastle och Sunderland. Under de närmaste veckorna och matcherna tyder allt på att de byter plats med varandra. Dubbel lycka och olycka på samma gång. Det beror på vem man snackar med, såklart.
That would be brilliant. If it happens this season, that would be brilliant. Because we took a lot of flack from Sunderland last year when we went down. And they've only just stopped in for the last 3 or 4 years by the skin of their teeth. But this year it looks as though they're going down and we're going up. And that will be brilliant.
Of course, it's going to be good to see Sunderland go down. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they're massive rivals. And obviously I've got friends that support Sunderland and they had my life last season. Like, it was just embarrassing. But at the same time, it being great that they're going down, it's also going to miss the derbies. Like, it's a great day out if you go to the derbies. It's amazing. Obviously, we're going to miss that if they go down as well.
You want North East teams to be up there, though, don't you? We obviously want to be the best, but we want all the North East teams to be up there. It's all North West. There's London clubs. If you look at the Premier League now, how many London clubs are in it? I mean, that's obviously... It's a 6 clubs.
Seven.
That just answers it, doesn't it? I mean, and North East clubs, there's none in the top 10, none in the top 15. So... Says a lot, doesn't it? We wouldn't all be up there. I mean, even from the local, even from little North East clubs, you know.
Well, I mean, you miss the derby games, I suppose. Like, you know, I mean, you always want to be above them. Yeah. You know, I mean, you always want to be probably fighting for Europe and maybe them scrapping for relegation every year. But, I mean, you know, you do miss the derby games. You know, I'd rather play Sunderland as maybe play Hull or Burnley at home. You know.
It's 50-50, isn't it? We want to go up and we want a derby game. That's what we want. We all want a derby game. But at the same time, you know, we went down last season. We were a bit of a laughing stock, weren't we? You know, I've got a few Sunderland fans. I know all about friends and they were all like... I think when you know, it's all good banter and all that, but when we're all together and we're seriously talking about football, we start realising how much disarray Newcastle and Sunderland are in at the moment. We're all over the place in terms of other football clubs around the country. I mean, I don't know how true this is, but I heard a few years ago when Darren Bent was playing for Sunderland, Fabio Capello wasn't going to come up to see him to play football when he was at his best. And that was because he was up in the North East and he couldn't be bothered to go up and watch us. That's what I've heard. I don't know how true that is, but it wouldn't make me surprised at all because we're a bit cut off from everybody else, you see. And I think that's it with that maybe has an effect on how players come to us as well.
We don't have any problem with any other team but Sunderland.
Förra svängen i högsta serien blev 6 säsonger lång, men det var en period kantad av kontroverser. Ägaren Mike Ashley, en rufflare från London enligt många i stan, Kommer man från huvudstaden så börjar man inte på plus där uppe, om man säger så. Ashley har varit ovälkommen och klumpig i många delar sedan han köpte klubben för 10 år sedan. Det var öppet ordkrig de senaste säsongerna mellan de lokala medierna som granskade och kritiserade och klubben som svarade med att stänga dörren till presskonferenserna. Fansen var vansinniga på namnbytet av arenan och fick det tillbaka. Och laget blev en samling spillror från fjärran, utan känsla, utan förankring för det lokala, det som alltid har varit viktigt för Newcastle United. Nu är det på något sätt i alla fall mer stadga kring Rafael Benitez Premier League-bygge, men som väl är ungefär lika internationell och ihopvärvad som vilket topplag som helst till nästa säsong i högsta serien. Vi kan nog räkna med ökad beläggning på förlossningarna i den här stan om sisådär 9 månader. I Sunderland och Middlesbrough går det snarare åt mer plåster. För precis så är livet bland motpolerna i norr.
Programmet presenteras av Betsafe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.